Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We'll be hearing from a couple of very, very good authors today. One for women and one for anybody who has ever thought about opening up their own podcast. Now, all the years I've been in radio, whenever I meet people, they say, oh, I always wanted to work in radio. Well, I guess now you kind of have that choice, except that you'd have to do a podcast, most likely. And you can check out KQNA.com and check our own podcasts. It's every program we carry. You can check the backlog, the catalog of our recent broadcasts, which are aired online as podcasts. That's one way to do it. And we have a lot of people around town now airing their own. In fact, our own, our friend Rhonda Orr, who has been the anti-bullying advocate for Northern Arizona for so many years. She is now in Pasadena and doing a podcast in Southern California, where she has a little larger audience than she would have in Northern Arizona. So that's working out real well for her. And we've heard from different people who air their own programs every day. They have something to say, and they say it now on an online podcast. And we will hear from the author Eric Newsom, who has written a book, Make Noise, A Creator's Guide to Podcasting and Great Audio Storytelling. That'll be coming up later in the hour. Also today, we'll be hearing from author Ada Calhoun. She has written a book, Why We Can't Sleep, Women's New Midlife Crisis. So, a couple of really pertinent and timely books for us on today's Q&A. Then after the local and state news at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to talk about the Oscar nominations, because that's front and center in a lot of entertainment media right now. And as always is the case, every single year, there are snubs and there are surprises. And this year with the Me Too movement, a lot of people saying, well, women were left out again. Well, there's a little story behind that. And I think we'll find out why some people who were expecting Oscar nominations didn't get them. And those will come up during the conversation after about 2:30. Speaking of movies, you know, every year people hear the Best Picture nominees from the Oscars, and they go, I wouldn't want to see any one of those movies. They don't know what I like. You know, this year, that's not the case. There are a lot of really good movies out there. In fact, I can tell you about 11 of them showing right now at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. If you're one of those people complaining they don't make good movies anymore, please get down to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and try any of these movies. Right now, they have 1917, the World War I drama that won the Golden Globe for Best Drama and Best Director. It's also been nominated for a bunch of Oscars. Just Mercy. If you were ever a fan of To Kill a Mockingbird, this is a true story that will echo a lot of To Kill a Mockingbird, and it was filmed in and set in Harper Lee's hometown. Also, the movie Little Women, based, of course, on the Louisa May Alcott classic novel. This is the 7th movie version, certainly one of the best, and it's been nominated for Best Picture and other Oscars. Got a terrific cast in it, too, led by Saoirse Ronan. Uncut Gems, that's the real surprise. That's the Adam Sandler movie. Don't cut it short just because it's Adam Sandler. I had to be shown, too. We finally found something he can do. And he really, really is good. But Uncut Gems is a very frantic, very loud, and eventually very violent motion picture. So know that going into it. Keep in mind it's got about 100 profanities. And it's a harsh picture, but I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. And Uncut Gems will probably not be there after this week, so this might be your last chance to see it. Also, Bombshell, which follows the cable series The Loudest Voice in the Room, or the book The Loudest Voice in the Room, the cable series The Loudest Voice. On the cable series, Russell Crowe portrayed Roger Ailes. In this one, it's John Lithgow. I'm surprised Lithgow didn't get an Oscar nomination, but two of the women in the movie did. That would be, of course, Margot Robbie and Charlize Theron, who looks exactly like Megyn Kelly. Also, great movie showing right now at the Harkins. You got Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, A Hidden Life. That's about the Austrian soldier. This is based on a true story. This man was declared a martyr by Pope Benedict in 2007. He was an Austrian soldier, a mountain farmer in Austria, who declared himself a conscientious objector from Hitler's German army, from the Nazis, and thus became a pariah in his own hometown during World War II. Then there's Richard Jewell. This is probably the last week for Richard Jewell. That's a very good movie. Clint Eastwood directed it. Paul Walter Hauser is terrific as the title character. And Kathy Bates, who portrays his mother, she got a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nomination. Perhaps my favorite movie the whole year, Knives Out, is still running strong at the Harkins 14. Everybody who has seen it has told me it's wonderful, it's wildly entertaining, and its screenplay is also up for an Oscar nomination. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is still there. It was going to go away a couple of weeks ago, but apparently people showed up when I said it was going away, and it's still there. So still doing well, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, a great supporting actor performance for Tom Hanks, and that one is Fred Rogers. Also, Frozen 2, take the kids to see that one. It did not finish in the top five in best animated movie features, but it's a blockbuster. It'll make $1 billion, just like the last one did. Also, you have the Oscar-nominated Ford versus Ferrari with Christian Bale, Matt Damon, and Tracy Letts as Henry Ford II. I've just listed 11 or 12 outstanding movies showing right now at the Harkins 14. I guess what I'm saying is don't waste your time on the usual January release junk like a Boss, The Grudge. I mean, come on. There are so many good movies showing right now. Life is too short to waste your time at bad films. And this being Tuesday, the Tuesday Night Classic tonight, stars basketball Hall of Famer Michael Jordan and that Oscar-winning rabbit Bugs Bunny in Space Jam. Just don't confuse this Michael Jordan with Michael B. Jordan, who portrays the young attorney in Just Mercy. Don't confuse those two. So that is a brief look at movies. We'll get more into depth about the Oscar nominations around the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, time to talk to a couple of best-selling authors who'll be joining us in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Discover Cirque du Soleil, Axel, a new ice show beyond anything you've seen before. With spectacular ice skating, aerials, and acrobatics for the whole family. Cirque du Soleil, Axel. Coming to Fenway Toyota Center from March 19th to 21st. Save 25% when buying a family four-pack at CirqueDuSoleil.com/Axel.
This is Linda Nichols with the City of Prescott Parks and Recreation Board. The Prescott Dog Park is a gem of our community. The park opened in 2014 and hosts over 400,000 annually. APS was a major contributor for the park, and we thank them for their generosity. Now we need your help to support new amenities. As a business or a citizen, your contribution will help improve the park for years to come. To donate or to become a sponsor, go to PrescottDogPark.com or call 777-1558.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, Generation X women are miserable and they can't sleep. That won't surprise many people. Squeezed between the boomers and the millennials, Gen X women face new challenges as they enter middle age. And we are talking with the award-winning journalist and best-selling memoirist, Ada Calhoun, for her brand new book, Why We Can't Sleep, Women's New Midlife Crisis. Ada Calhoun is the author of the memoir, Wedding Toasts I'll Never Give. Hers was named an Amazon Book of the Month and one of the top 10 memoirs of 2017 by W Magazine. And the history, St. Mark's is Dead, one of the best books of 2015, according to Kirkus and the Boston Globe. Why We Can't Sleep doesn't stop at shedding light on problems. It also offers solutions on how to emerge from the abyss and keep the next generation of women from falling into it. Ada surmises that Generation X women should reframe the story of their lives and mistakes and learn to see themselves as, quote, heroines worth fruiting for. This book is reassuring, empowering, and essential reading for middle-aged women and anyone who hopes to understand them. In her search for answers, Calhoun embarked on the project that eventually became the groundbreaking and deftly researched Why We Can't Sleep. In the process, she consulted with generational research and data experts and interviewed hundreds of middle-class Generation X American women. The biggest discovery she made along the way was that she wasn't alone. Moreover, she found that many of the pervasive struggles felt by women her age with money, relationships, work, and existential despair were unique to Gen X women. She investigated housing costs, workplace trends, credit card debt averages, and divorce data, and at every turn she recognized familiar patterns. Speaking with a diverse array of hundreds of women across America, single and partnered, mothers and childless, black, white, Asian, Latina, gay, straight, liberal, conservative, evangelical, and atheist, she found this generation of women raised to have it all were and are by and large exhausted, anxious, terrified about money, underemployed, overwhelmed, and in doubt of many of the major life choices they've already made. Instead of being heard, these women have been told their issues don't qualify as a true crisis, that they should file their feelings under the hashtag First World Problems, and instead of complaining, to lean in, take me time, or make a chore chart to get their lives and homes in order. The research compiled in Why We Can't Sleep says otherwise. The more she investigated, the more Calhoun discovered that Gen X women have long been subject to major historic socioeconomic forces that limited their adult prospects and offered few to no support systems, even as expectations for their success remain sky high in comparison to previous generations of women. In middle age, the contradictions and chasms between what their lives were supposed to look like if they did everything right and the way they're actually living have come home to roost for those Gen X women, and it's making them sleepless and miserable. Now, that sounds like a grim prognosis, but Ada Calhoun assures readers there is cause for hope, suggesting that the way out of the crisis is by first shattering the having-it-all myth, illuminating the unique cultural challenges facing Gen X women, and in doing so, facing up to our lives as they really are. How does that amount to a midlife crisis, Ada?
Hi. Well, it's funny that you say that because a lot of the women that I call to interview would say, oh, I'm not having a midlife crisis. It's not that bad. I'm very lucky. I have no right to complain. And then they would list one horrible thing after the other. So a lot of them are taking care of little kids and aging parents while working full-time, while on their phones 24 hours a day getting breaking news alerts and demands from their bosses, while going through perimenopause. And this is a new combination, right? Our mothers and grandmothers, they were not doing this in their 40s. They were, most of them were empty nesters. You know, they were maybe they were working, but it was not 24 hours a day.
And tell me about the effect of being in that sandwich generation where you're not only raising children, but possibly caring for the older adults in the household.
Yeah, we, many of us waited to have children, waited to get married. Very logical thing to do given the state of the economy. And then the result is that a lot of us either are dealing with fertility or little kids in our 40s right at the moment that our boomer parents need us. And of course, boomer parents are living longer than ever before and often living longer with chronic conditions that need a lot of managing. So one woman after another that I interviewed told me that they were torn between caring for these little kids and caring for their parents at the same time. So their day was really full of worrying about one group or the other group, often both right at the same time.
Have you discovered in your research that perimenopause, the premenopause period, is a more taxing transition these days?
That was something I was so surprised by, I have to say, because I was 41 when I started writing this article and started researching this material, and I had never even heard of perimenopause, and I consider myself well-educated. I go to the doctor every year, and I live in a major city. You'd think somebody would have mentioned at some point that there are 10 years before menopause that are actually harder than the menopausal transition itself. So these are the years when your hormones are up and down all over the place, and it takes its toll on us emotionally and physically.
And how do you feel about Gen X anxiety over being raised to believe they should, quote, have it all?
Yeah, that was something that I think a lot of us heard growing up. We heard that Anjali perfume ad where you can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan.
Yeah.
And we heard that, no, don't be a nurse, be a doctor. And we heard you can be anything, even president as a girl. And I think we internalized that, and a lot of it was very well-intentioned. A lot of it was very unreasonable.
Yeah.
And so when we get to middle age and we've only done, say we've only had a great career, say we've only had a family, I think those voices come up in our head and we think, oh, we don't have it all. We only have some of it. What's wrong with us?
Now, there's a study you cited in your book that examines men and women from their late 20s to their mid-50s, and you say work is good for women's mental health except when there are young children at home.
Yeah, I mean, I think nobody that I know who has tried to work super full-time while having a baby back at home is going to be surprised by the fact that this is really stressful. I mean, I know I and many other women went back to work just a few weeks after giving birth and while nursing. And, you know, you're there pumping in the bathroom, and you start to feel a real decline in emotional health and well-being. The world does not make it easy for women to do both at the same time.
Have you discovered that women still face the mommy bias when they apply for jobs?
I mean, I heard that again and again, that it's not only that, it's not only having children, but it's basically having any life outside of the workplace. I think the demands on us are so huge. And, you know, I had actually a few women tell me that they were passed over for promotions because they took maternity leave. And this means like 6 weeks off. So you're seen as betraying your company if you take that time to actually give birth or if you take time off to do anything, frankly, because I heard it even from women who didn't have families, but who maybe had interests outside of the workplace, and that was seen as a real betrayal of their bosses.
What did you hear from Gen Xers who are carrying more debt than any previous generation?
Isn't that interesting? I was really surprised, actually, by that number. So we have more debt than any generation, 82% more than boomers, and about $37,000 more than the national average, and we've also saved a lot less. So, I think it's no surprise, right, because healthcare costs and housing costs and the cost of education is through the roof. I mean, I talked to a lot of women who said that they still had their own student loan debt, and then now they're also taking on student loan debt for their college-age kids.
And what is the effect you've discovered about addiction to social media?
Yeah, I think that's pretty toxic for a lot of women. They said that they were looking online and they saw that like their friends could afford vacations, their friends mm-hmm. could afford to send their kids to fancy camps or whatever else it was. And I think it feeds this sense of personal failure, the sense that like, what's wrong with me that I don't have all these things? I think that's very damaging to us.
And along with the increasing debt and the job market, what kind of reactions did you get to millennials and Gen Xers realizing they might be the first generation to not do as well as their parents?
Yeah, so we are the first as Gen Xers to be downwardly mobile, but I don't think we're going to be the last. And you see this with millennials really struggling in so many ways, and I worry about them so much because, I have a millennial stepson, and he's getting debt right now because of college and grad school, and I see that again and again. This is going to be a problem for a long time, potentially.
And what has been the result of women delaying marriage and children till their 30s and 40s?
So it's a very logical thing to do, right, to wait to have children or wait to get married because you want to be established in your career. You still have student loan debt, for example. So it makes sense to wait. But then the downside, of course, is if you have little kids or you're dealing with fertility in your 40s, you're also often dealing with aging parents and you're the caregiver for them while you're trying to work full time. And that level of pressure on women, it leads to a lot of pain.
And the author is Ada Calhoun. The name of the book is Why We Can't Sleep, Women's New Midlife Crisis. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thanks for having me on.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yamapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazair, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the San Jose Sharks Tuesday night at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Americans love podcasts. In fact, almost half regularly tune in to the more than 750,000 shows currently available, including podcasts of our daily shows right here on KQ&A on our webpage, www.kqna.com. And podcast production is booming. About 2,000 new ones are created every week. Now help is on the way from Eric Newsom, a veteran of NPR and Audible, who has penned the first book on the craft of audio storytelling from a true podcasting pioneer. Make Noise, A Creator's Guide to Podcasting and Great Audio Storytelling, is the first book on the craft. Eric Newsom is the co-founder of Magnificent Noise and creator of iconic podcasts. Over the past 14 years, he's made podcasts that routinely top the charts, appear in yearly best-of lists, and generate hundreds of millions of downloads. He started NPR's podcasting efforts in 2005 and remained that effort's creative and strategic force for the following decade, turning it into a massive source of audience and revenue. He brought programs like Fresh Air with Terry Gross, Snap Judgment, and Wait, Don't Tell Me into the podcasting ecosystem, helping them become hits. As a creator, he developed some of NPR's most successful podcasts, such as the TED Radio Hour, Ask Me Another, and Invisibilia. He continued his track record of success during his tenure as Audible's leader for short-form content and podcasting, creating such recognized podcasts as Sincerely, X, The Butterfly Effect with John Ronson, and Where Should We Begin with Esther Perel. Much in the way that Robert McKee's book Story has become a must-read for any aspiring screenwriter, Make Noise is poised to become the foundational text for podcasting, the definitive guide for anyone who has something to say. Eric, what is the difference between radio and podcast beyond, of course, the obvious differences of the on-demand aspect?
Well, that is the big difference is, you know, radio stations really are in a local community and are very time-bound. A certain show airs at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. in the local market, and that's all well and good. But there are some times where you're outside of that and would like to listen to things, like you want to listen to something when you're walking the dog, and maybe you walk the dog at 5 o'clock or at 9 o'clock, right? So it allows you to have something on demand and also removes geography, which allows a lot of different content choices to come in, which are really hard to do on the radio.
Now, there are lots of books right now on podcasting. What differentiates yours from the rest?
That's interesting. There are a number of other books on podcasting. I think that there's a number of them that are focused on gear and what microphone to use and how to post your podcast and all RSS feeds and all this other sort of technical information. And that becomes very dated and ephemeral. And so I just want to stay away from that. And a lot of other podcasts and books are like, how do you make money off of podcasting as an income source? And, you know, it is possible to make money off of podcasting. There certainly is nothing wrong with making money from work. But I believe that all that success comes out of having a real relationship with an audience where you're creating something that they value and want to support and come back to. And that creates something that you can, you know, make an income off of rather than just being in it to make money.
Take us back to your days doing podcasts for NPR. And what sparked your interest in podcast creation?
You know, it's very interesting. In 2005, you know, podcasting had been around for almost a year at that point, really kind of mainstreaming, and I recognized that the time thing was a really important thing to me, the being able to time shift and listen to things. And then as I started to pay attention to that, I realized we could do things in podcasting that we couldn't do on regular radio, and that might create some opportunity too. And so even though I was pretty much of an ardent podcaster at that time, ardent broadcaster at that time, I started to spend more and more of my time focused on podcasting.
Now, with more than 700,000 podcasts out there, what distinguishes the best ones?
The best ones are the ones that have a very clear intention of who they are, what they're creating, and who it's for. And I think that's really what really is the recipe for success for a lot of people, is really having a clear idea of what is your message? What are you trying to say to people? And who are you trying to say it to? And the ones that have the clearest answers to that are the ones that succeed.
Now, it seems like everybody wants to write a book. Do you find that everybody wants to have their own podcast because they think they have something to say every day?
Yeah, and it's interesting. People do. They say, oh, everyone tells me I should have a podcast because I'm an interesting person. And I'm like, great, that's one element of it. Being an interesting person is certainly important. But what do you want to say? Who do you want to say it to? And what are you trying to achieve? Like, what's the outcome of this? Are you trying to get people to vote more? Are you trying to get people to adopt a puppy? I don't know, what different things are you trying to make happen? And if you don't have answers to that question, perhaps you shouldn't be doing a podcast until you do.
Mm-hmm. Now, has podcasting, in your opinion, peaked, or will it grow further?
I think it has. We're just at the very beginning of the beginning. You know, there are actually 850,000 podcasts available today.
Wow.
In 100 different languages, over 20 million episodes of content. And some people find that overwhelming, as you said, wow. And but that's about the number of the number of websites that were available in 1997 is roughly that same number. And, you know, the Internet has found things to do in the last 23 years that wasn't able to do then. And I think podcasting is going to follow the same course.
Now, your book, Make Noise, focuses on audio storytelling. What are a few ways that people can engage their audience in the first 30 seconds?
By making sure that you've given them some things that they really want to hear. It's like you've teased them with some details that they will want to hear what happens. They want to know what happens next, and they want to know what happens to this person. If you have someone who's dangling off a cliff edge, people want to know whether or not they made it back up or they fell to their death, right? And so your first 30 seconds is really where you have a period of time where you can capture someone's attention and keep that attention. And I think it's the most important 30 seconds of your show.
Now, novelists learn to keep that reader turning the page, and TV writers know for commercial TV, they have to give viewers a reason to stay through the commercial and come back after the break. Does your book help people do that?
Yeah, I think we take the approach of that with 850,000 other choices, you need to be able to, you know, basically not assume that you can take someone's interest for granted, and you have to work constantly to make sure that people are paying attention and are engaged. And if you're not, and you're assuming that people care or think they should care without giving them a good reason why, then people are going to tune away.
In your book, Make Noise, you mentioned successful and failed podcasts you've created. What causes some to be successful and others not?
I think that sense of intention, that I do this, I know what I'm doing, I know why I'm doing it, and I know what I'm trying to achieve, becomes really what separates off most things that succeed from failing. And I think success is quite an elastic definition of if, you know, I spoke to someone last night when I was giving a book talk, and they said, we're making a new podcast for an audience of one. One of our coworkers is out of maternity leave, and we're doing a podcast to let her know what the office gossip is. So our intention is one. So if they get one, they have matched their definition of success, right? Or zero means they've completely failed. But, you know, regardless of what you're trying to do, not everything needs to have a million listeners to be successful. Sometimes you can have 100 or 1,000 and be very successful. And I think that people set their expectations, they're setting themselves up for a much better experience.
And something I can certainly use. Your book contains tips from Terry Gross about how to conduct an effective interview and story building ideas from Ira Glass.
Yeah, also part of the book as well.
Very good. How can our listeners learn more about your writing and how to get a copy of Make Noise, A Creator's Guide to Podcasting and Great Audio Storytelling?
Well, the book is available everywhere books are sold and in your local library. And my website also has more information, which is Eric with a C, NUZUM.com.
And that is the author, Eric Newsom. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Your valuables protected in a fireproof safe and money in your pocket. That's an unbeatable combination during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe. The lowest prices of the season on Liberty Safes now at Norm's. Liberty Safe starting as low as $5.99. It's a safe bet you'll save money during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. Hurry in for best selection. All safes on sale now at Norm's Lock and Safe.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood, are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearinghouse will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Don't want to wait weeks for your tax refund? That's a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt and ask a tax pro how you could get up to $3,200 fast with a no-fee refund advance. It's a 0% APR loan from MetaBank that's available before your tax refund is, so you could get money when you need it. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn about availability, terms, and how you could get money on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. That's Jackson Hewitt.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 14th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Prescott City Council meets in their first voting session of the year at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Last month, consultant Barry Ahrens facilitated discussion and review of the 2019 strategic plan with council members. Comments were received and changes were made for incorporation into this document. Goals of the plan include stabilization of the general fund, a focus on economic development, preservation of the quality of life, and promotion of a service-oriented culture. Before formal adoption, additional comments will be accepted during today's meeting, which will be held in the Prescott City Council chambers on South Cortez Street. Also on the agenda is a public utility easement from Chamberlain Development Prescott and Trinity Christian School. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Sunny skies today and tomorrow with scattered rain and snow showers around lunchtime and very late night Thursday and Friday afternoon, warming today through a windy Thursday to the low to mid 50s, around 48 Friday, a partly sunny 52 Saturday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling late tonight to a mostly clear 30. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny and warming to the low 60s today and Wednesday, the same Thursday and Friday showers, up to 56 Friday. A high of 60 and mostly sunny Saturday, cooling after bedtime tonight to about 33. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Prescott Center for the Arts begins the new year with our main stage production of Agatha Christie's The Unexpected Guest. Christie weaves a devious and devilish tale of suspense when a stranger unexpectedly arrives at the Welsh country house to discover a beautiful woman pointing a gun at a dead man. But the murder may not be as obvious as it seems. The Unexpected Guest plays from January 30th through February 9th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And even before the unexpected guest plays at the PCA, we will have Jonathan Perpich and Sandy Vernon from the current Stage 2 production starting this Thursday for 3 weekends. It's called The Gin Game, and they'll be on the show tomorrow to talk about that. Well, as you know, the Oscar nominations came out very early yesterday morning. If you're asking why they broadcast them at 5:20 a.m. California time, it's because that gives all the network morning news shows plenty of time to get all the information and get the responses they're looking for to be nationally broadcast and give free publicity to all those movies and, of course, to Hollywood. It is a big event for them. Hollywood has been badly stung the last several years. The Academy has been stung by charges. It's too white, it's too male, it's too old. So they've made a lot of changes in the membership. It used to be that once you did a movie, if you acted in it, worked on it, crew member, whatever, you were pretty much in the Academy for life. And you had Academy Oscar voting privileges pretty much for life. That's not the case anymore. As a result of these changes the last couple of years, you have to have worked on a movie in the last 10 years or you can't vote. And I think that's fair because we had people, Martin Scorsese got cornered in an elevator about his movie The Wolf of Wall Street by a voting member of the Academy who had not worked on a film since she was a child star in the 40s. And that's when the Academy took note and said, wait a minute, why is this person still voting? And they cleaned it up. It used to be back in 2015, that's only 4.5 years ago in Academy terms, the membership was 94% male. Now it's about 18% female. So 82% male as opposed to 94 only 5 years ago. That's a big step up. There are a whole lot more minority members in the Oscar Voting Academy and a lot more members, too. Close to 9,000 now. Well, here's the big news about that. Last week, the ballots went out. They went out on January 4th. They had to be returned by January 9th. That gave all these Academy members only 5 days to decide which of the 330 movies that were released last year were worthy of Oscar consideration. That's a Herculean task, even if you're in the business. Now, the Academy does send out screeners, DVDs, of the movies that came out that year, and the Academy does look at them. But the members only have so much time to do that. So, like anybody else who's human, they're going to look at the recent award shows, you know, the SAG Awards, the Golden Globes, as silly as that is, the Writers Guild Awards, Producers Guild, Directors Guild. They're going to look at those results without the time to look at all the movies, and they're going to look at what the critics like and say, okay, this sounds like a good pick. And with that very short voting period, you're going to get some surprises, and here's some of them. Now, there are 24 categories. We're not going through all those because one of the reasons the Golden Globes is a really good TV show is because they don't have all those boring categories like film editing and sound mixing and stuff like that. They get right to the meat of it. So that's what we're going to do here. For animated feature films, the nominations were How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, I Lost My Body, Klaus, Missing Link, and Toy Story 4. The big snub, Frozen 2, was not included in the nominations. For international feature film, this used to be called Best Foreign Language Film. Now it's international feature, and the nominees are Corpus Christi from Poland, Honeyland from North Macedonia, Les Miserables from France, Pain and Glory from Spain, and Parasite from South Korea. Parasite, may as well just walk away with that Oscar right now. For original screenplay, boy, got some good ones here. For the original screenplay, 1917, currently playing at the Harkins, as is Knives Out, plus Marriage Story showing on Netflix, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and again, Parasite. For the category adapted screenplay, The Irishman, that's another Netflix movie, Jojo Rabbit, which may have been my favorite film the entire year, darn near if not, Joker, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, if very disturbing, Little Women, and The Two Popes. Those are all your adapted screenplay nominees. For Best Director, it was Bong Joon-ho for Parasite, Sam Mendes for 1917, Todd Phillips for Joker, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, and Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Now for the acting categories. For Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Oh, by the way, with the directing category, the big missing name is probably Greta Gerwig. Now, this is the year when, with the Me Too movement and things like this, and Hollywood trying to diversify its membership, a lot of people are real upset that no women directors were chosen. Well, first of all, women only comprise about 11% of the Directors Guild. That narrows the field. And when you're talking 330 movies, there just aren't that many directed by women. And I think Greta Gerwig was hurt in this regard because she directed a good movie, Little Women, but this is the seventh time that book has been made into a movie. Also, and this was a very strange, there were two strange casting choices. First of all, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk was the father, cast as the father of the March sisters. And in this iconic American story, all four actresses portraying the March sisters were not Americans. And when you consider that only about 2% of actors in Screen Actors Guild are able to make a living strictly by acting, they're not going to look too kindly on casting non-Americans for such an iconic American story. Now, back to the actor in a supporting role. Boy, you talk about a loaded category. My goodness. Tom Hanks for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anthony Hopkins for The Two Popes. Al Pacino and Joe Pesci from The Irishman, so they'll cancel each other's votes out with that. And Brad Pitt, who was just a lock for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That he just owned that movie, and he's due for an Oscar anyway. Now, for the other categories that are very, very meaty and a lot of fun to talk about, we have actress in a supporting role. And your nominees would be Margot Robbie for Bombshell, Florence Pugh for Little Women, Scarlett Johansson, a double nominee this year for Jojo Rabbit in a supporting role, Laura Dern for Marriage Story on Netflix, and Kathy Bates as Richard Jewell's mother. The missing name in that category, Nicole Kidman, who portrays Gretchen Carlson in the Roger Ailes takedown Bombshell. Speaking of names that probably should have been included, what about Jamie Foxx for Just Mercy and Willem Dafoe for The Lighthouse in the actor in a supporting role category? They were left out. And, of course, if you're going to have 9 Best Picture nominees, and we'll get to that in just a moment, and only 5 in the other categories, someone's going to be left out. Happens every year. Now for the leading roles, actress in a leading role, Cynthia Erivo for Harriet, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, Charlize Theron for Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger, who became Judy Garland in Judy. I would think she's the favorite. The missing names in the Best Actress category would be Lupita Nyong'o, who was absolutely brilliant in a dual role in The Terrifying Us, but that came out, I believe, back in May, and it's not fresh in the voters' minds. Also, Awkwafina was wonderful in The Farewell, and Jennifer Lopez just owned the movie Hustlers. But in today's Me Too atmosphere, what would have looked like if Jennifer Lopez had gotten an Oscar nomination for portraying a stripper? You know what they'd be saying about that predominantly male Academy if they had given her a nomination for a role like that. So they probably played it safe as a group and just left her out. That's a shame because she was really good in it. Now, Best Actor in a leading role, Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Adam Driver for Marriage Story. He is also in The Report coming out very soon. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. That's my pick for the Best Acting Performance of the Year. He was incredible. Also, Jonathan Pryce, The Two Popes. The missing names in the Best Actor category, Robert De Niro for The Irishman, Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name, Adam Sandler, yes, Adam Sandler, probably deserves some consideration for this. He was astounding in Uncut Gems. There's no getting around it. And Taron Egerton, who became Elton John in the movie Rocketman. Now, for the most important category, Best Picture. It used to be you only had 5 Best Picture nominees, and about 10, 15 years ago, they increased it to allow more fan-friendly and big-budget, big box office films to qualify. And I'll tell you what, this is the first time in memory that every single Best Picture is one that I would see again. And here we go. 1917, Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. That is 9 doggone good films, folks. And just in the Best Picture category, 1917 and Little Women, those are both showing right now at the Harkins 14. And if you missed the early part of the show, the first few minutes, I ran down 12 movies that are playing at the Harkins 14 right now that you have to go out and see, because if they're not Oscar nominated, they should be. Including Knives Out, which got a, I believe that got a screenplay, nomination. Let's take a look at this here. Knives Out. Yeah, it got original screenplay nomination. It's deliriously entertaining. But there are so many good movies right now at the Harkins. Don't waste your time on stuff like a Boss and The Grudge. Come on, life's too short for that stuff. You got really good movies. Let's go see them. Let's support the really good films. And in just a moment, I will have a breakdown of who's going to be our guest tomorrow on Q&A and some final thoughts on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from delivering your best smash shot on the pickleball court. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back in the game. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins, an exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, some hot times are coming to Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. This Friday at 7:30, it's The Price is Right Live. Come on down and ring in the new year with everyone's favorite game show, local and live. Randomly selected contestants will play Plinko, spin the big wheel, and bid on the fabulous showcase. Lucky audience members can even win prizes from their seats. That's at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center this Friday at 7:30. Also coming up there on February 9th, a Sunday evening, it'll be the Hot Sardines. Favorites at the Newport and Montreal Jazz Festivals. Regulars at Big Apple clubs like the Bowery Ballroom. The Hot Sardines are a fun-loving horns, keyboard, and a girl combo that builds fans wherever they go. You don't want to miss out on that. That is coming up on Sunday, February 9th at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. You can get your tickets by calling 776-2000 or going online to ycpac.com. And if your thing is tribute concerts, got some good ones coming to the Prescott Elks Theater. By the way, speaking of the Elks, this Sunday, 3 p.m., the Scott O'Neill Band and the Sir Harrison Band, you heard them yesterday on Q&A, they will be rocking the stage starting at 3 o'clock Sunday at the Elks. Don't miss that one. So stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed at 4 by Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Join me back here tomorrow with certified financial planner Will Reynolds and actors Jonathan Perpich and Sandy Vernon from The Gin Game. That's at Stage 2 starting Thursday for 3 weekends. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2, and I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.